USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Christopher Columbus statues have been removed from a couple of parks in Chicago overnight. The Chicago Tribune reports Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hoping to avoid another high-profile confrontation between police and protesters. A statement released earlier today from the mayor's office said the statues had been temporarily removed until further notice, adding the move is an effort to protect public safety and to preserve a safe space for an inclusive and democratic public dialogue about city symbols. Not all of the city's Italian-American groups are on board, but some groups gave their blessing. The Toronto Blue Jays may have found a temporary home for the COVID-shortened MLB season that just got underway. Reports say the club will play their home games in Buffalo at their AAA affiliate's ballpark. The Canadian government turned down the ball club's request to play at their home park, citing coronavirus concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pandemic has forced a number of restaurants to close their doors, leaving millions without a job. Now there's a report that a number of those restaurants will remain shuttered even after the pandemic. USA Radio's John Clemens has this story.
Every segment of the economy has been hurt by COVID-19, but restaurants have lost more jobs and lost the most revenue than any other in the country. Now, people like consultant Mark Siebert of iFranchise tells us many of those restaurants may remain closed.
I would say it's going to be somewhere between 10 and 20% of the restaurants that are out there are not going to reopen. Given that there's almost 700,000 restaurants in the U.S., that would mean 60 to 120,000 potentially new locations or locations that landlords are going to have to fill. They will be getting very aggressive with their pricing in that process to try and get those places filled instead of having dark stores.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Republican senator is looking for the impeachment of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Kentucky Senator Dr. Rand Paul said that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should be impeached for what he sees as a mishandling of that state's coronavirus response.
Well, I think what you found in New York is that we ended up having a horrendous death. We had 30-some-odd thousand people die. Their death rate is about 1,600 per million, the highest in the country, 8 times worse than Florida, 10 times worse than Texas. So I don't think there's a lot in New York that we can look to and say, oh, that's what we should model after. In fact, I really think Governor Cuomo ought to be impeached for the worst public health decision maybe in a century, sending patients with coronavirus back to nursing homes.
Paul also said he thinks about 25% of New York is now immune to the virus because so many people got it at the beginning of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Florida has surpassed 400,000 COVID-19 cases. The state reports more than 402,000 cases with an average of 10,700 cases per day over the last 7 days. More than 5,600 people have died from COVID in the Sunshine State. The numbers come as the U.S. tops 4 million confirmed cases and days after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suggested conditions in his state were improving. The South and parts of the West are dealing with a surge in coronavirus cases. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.